IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today in the hot seat, we have Aparna. Now, Aparna says, how to avoid, refuse junk food at home. Even though I don't buy them, guests bring them over. Sweets are a part of our cultural food during festivals. And a lot gets left over after these festivals. And we end up eating them to avoid this food waste. Instead of eating once and moving on, we end up eating sweets and junk food for multiple days. Need a way to avoid this, and so how to refuse when it is offered by family. So here are three things that I do when offered food or junk food. I think this is a very, very important question, especially soon, within a few months, we're getting into the main season where all these sweets are going to come at us, and we're going to have to continuously refuse this if we want to live a healthy life. So the first thing I do is I always tell everyone, guys, I'm on a no sugar challenge. That means that I'm not taking sugar in any form during this. At which point of time, there are two things people will say. How stupid are you, Ashton? You're going to be doing no sugar in the middle of XYZ festival. How can you even do that? So at least you are setting an precedent saying that I might not be eating as much sugar as I would normally do. The second thing people tell you is that, but this is prasad. How can you not have prasad? Right. So what I normally do when all of this is taking place, I say, fine, I will have, but I'm going to have only one tiny bite of this. Now, this obviously works when you're being offered prasad at home or when you go to meet people. The second thing to do is when somebody comes and gifts you prasad for your house. Now, we have so many people coming into our house as well. Our entire dining table is full of all these prasads that come. What we've done is most of the people know that there is a mad person called Ashton Doctor staying in this house. So most of the sweets that come are either things that are made out of anjeer, which is figs, or dates, or things that are just pure dry fruit. So those are things that, you know, you can use in cooking, you can at least use elsewhere. Those sweet, sweet mithais don't come to my house anymore. So one thing you can do is create a reputation like mine and then have better quality sweets coming into your house. But if you can't do that and you don't want to necessarily be labeled mad like Ashton Doctor is, what you can do is distribute the sweets as soon as they come in. So they come in, you have your one, two sweets because you have to have it in front of people and you also want to taste all the yummy, yummy food that comes in. But the next day, what you do is you gift it all away. All right. So you can gift it to the drivers that are underneath your house. You can gift it to the watchman. You can gift it to anybody who comes in. Just gift the whole dabba away. The final thing that you can do to clean up your house of junk food is what I always do whenever I'm starting, you know, a cleanse, sugar-free challenge or any of those things, is I go and accumulate all the sweets and junk food that is lying in my house. I put it in a big plastic bag and then I find that, you know, that uncle, that annoying uncle or that neighbor who you don't like, you know, the one that keeps telling you, are gaadi yahan pe kyun park kiya, aapka bahut loud music, you know, you were playing loud music the other day. That person, go and gift all of this to that person. You can achieve two things in one stone. I always say, gift it to the people that you don't like or enjoy. Don't gift it to that one neighbor who's your friend, because why would you want to, well, poison them? So this is how I would normally deal with junk food and sweets coming in. This is something that is very, very real. And what we've done is we've created a system for these three things in our house. Whenever somebody comes with sweets, we often have only a little bite. A lot of it gets left over. That then moves and we distribute it to people in the house, neighbors, people, like I said, watchmen, etc. Just give it away. We have people in the office. We give it away there as well. Just get into the habit of giving and you will notice that it doesn't go to waste and it doesn't go to your waste either. All right. So that was a hot seat episode. If you want to ask me a question and have me answer a question for you, check out the link below. Send me a nice juicy question and I'm going to answer it on the next hot seat episode. I'm Ashton Doctor, your habit coach. Now, if you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am at Ashton Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can also go to my website, awesome180.com. Now, I have just published my first book. It is called Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Please do check it out on Amazon and wherever else you get your books.